Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The election took weeks, 7 weeks, I believe. The Republic of India voted very carefully, hundreds of millions of votes. And now I welcome Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes a column on India. And I've reminded myself repeatedly in the elections these last months, the Russian proverb, the only thing wrong with democracy is that it's unpredictable. Sadanand, BJP all-powerful. Certainly I'm thinking of when the Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the World Championship for cricket last summer in a stadium filled with more than 50,000 excited fans, a stadium named, I believe, for the Prime Minister. And it looked like he was floating above the clouds. And now the vote. Is there one explanation being offered for how we all could have been believing the cheering of the crowd in the summertime and now the silence of the crowd in the fall? Good evening to you.
A very good evening. Yes, absolutely. It's a, you know, it's a real surprise. You know, going into the election, Modi was the overwhelming favorite. The exit polls that came out just days before the results came out suggested that the BJP was going to do extremely well and get a comfortable majority on its own and a large majority along with its partners. And in the end, what happened was that the BJP ended up losing about a fifth of its seats. It fell well below the majority mark for a single party majority in parliament. This is for the first time in 10 years. And now it is going to have to rely on sometimes capricious allies in order to remain in power. So, yes, it's been a very dramatic past few days for Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
My understanding about Narendra Modi is that he was never a man who worried about economics to the extent are the pocketbook issues, that he was an inspirational figure, oft times clashing with other personalities because of his inspirational, his willingness to use inspiration as leadership. Did that mislead us, the aura around a man who was on a mission?
I think partly it's the aura. I think partly it's the fact that over the last 10 years, a lot of the feedback mechanisms in India perhaps have been a little bit, you know, corrupted by the aura. And so what you would expect journalists and you would expect pollsters, for example, to get these things accurately. But I think all of them were kind of caught up in the aura of Narendra Modi and to put it simply, it seems like they had drunk the Kool-Aid to an extent that they did not see the warning signs, except for, you know, a few people who did. But the vast majority of people, including the media and most pollsters, simply did not see this coming.
There have been loud voices over these last months, and we've talked about it because your column has very much covered the story of people worried about civil rights, people worried about prejudice, people worried about exclusivity by the BJP. Was that a factor in the election?
Well, I think, you know, according to some people who were, you know, journalists who I respect and who were on the ground very closely, they said that there was a sense where they did hear from people that they didn't like being scared. You know, India has always been a free-willing sort of place. They didn't like the fact that they'd have to kind of be a little bit careful about how they spoke about people in power. I think the appeal of some people were upset by the fact that the ruling party government had gone after some opposition leaders and jailed them for alleged corruption charges. So I think there's a long history in India of leaders who are seen to be a little bit too arrogant or hubristic being punished. But that said, John, you know, just to sort of give your listeners the other side of the ledger, It's a remarkable achievement to come back to power after 10 years of being in power. There is no Indian prime minister since 1962 has done this. You have to go all the way back to the years just after independence, when Jawaharlal Nehru, who was a towering figure, who one of the founding fathers of independent India, he managed to win these three back-to-back terms, and Modi's the first person to do it since then. So even though he comes back diminished, it's not as though he's been defeated.
His approval rating remains extremely high, and now he enters into a coalition, I believe that's what's next. Is that something that will be healthy? Let's look to the future. Is coalition building as opposed to one-party rule, is that something that's going to help India?
I hope so, because one of the important coalition partners is a man named Chandrababu Naidu in the southern state of Telangana. And he's one of the original, technocratic modernizers in Indian politics. He turned Hyderabad into a high-tech city. Now he's building a new capital. Very much someone who was focused on economic development, trade, those kinds of things. Not someone who was deeply invested in identity politics and conflict between Hindus and Muslims. And so I'm hoping that, coalition partners like that have a moderating influence on the social and cultural agenda of the BJP and allow Modi to focus more on economics.
The markets reacted badly. Was that to be expected? They don't like shocks?
Well, and they didn't blame me. They all wanted Modi to come back because, Modi represents stability. He's a pro-business figure. The opposition Congress Party, as we discussed on your show, has some pretty crazy far-left ideas about wealth redistribution and cost surveys and things like that. And so if Congress had actually done better and the BJP had done even worse, I think the markets would have really been reeling. But they have been set back because they were expecting, they priced in a Modi victory. He has still come back, so I think they'll probably recover. But it would have been even worse if this had been an outright defeat and an opposition victory.
I'm hearing a rosy scenario here. Modi, would he move to make common cause with people who are involved in the future development? Bangalore, we've talked about that, Silicon Valley of India. Is that where Modi can go now to save his coalition?
Well, yeah, I mean, his party's not in power in Karnataka where Bangalore is. But yeah, broadly speaking, I think if you're optimistic, then you could see this third term as being two things. One, Modi having to work with some of these moderate parties to focus more on economics. And secondly, keep his eye on the history books and aim for a legacy. It's very, very unlikely at this point that, he's going to win a fourth term. So he might as well, go for broke and leave his legacy as having been marked by the improvement of the lives of ordinary Indians.
You write the surprising fact to me that the BJP lost 29 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Is there an explanation for that? Because Uttar Pradesh is sympathetic with Modi's inspiration.
Not only has it been the heartland, it's the state from which most Indian prime ministers, including Modi, have been elected. And it's also the site of the big Ram temple, which was inaugurated in January and was meant to kind of generate, in the BJP's calculations, a huge wave of goodwill that would lead them to sweep Uttar Pradesh. It's complicated. I think the best analysis out there suggests that it has something to do with these complicated cost equations. Perhaps a lack of jobs played a role. Uttar Pradesh has been a real shocker.
And what are you watching for now that tells you that Modi's regained his balance in going forward? Is there one thing we can expect from him, a big speech, something like that?
I think we should keep our eye on the cabinet. It'll be very interesting to see how he shakes things up. Who are the people who are given key portfolios? For example, if he picks a strong technocratic pick for the finance ministry, that would indicate new vigor in that department. So that's what I'd be keeping my eye on.
Sadanand Dume of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes a column and he's also at the American Enterprise Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.